Tractor Trailer.
Hi, how you doing? My name is Steve. I'm looking for Roger. Is he available?
This is him.
Hey, Roger. How you doing today?
Pretty good.
Good, good. Hey, I'm actually calling from Bank of Cardiff. I'm not trying to take up much of your time here. I'm really just trying to follow up with you on something. I sent out an offer to you guys about 2.5 weeks ago, just seeing if you had seen it, if it came across your desk. It was through direct mail. I'm sure you guys probably get these all the time, and they really just find their way to the bottom of a trash can, which is totally understandable. But what the offer was, it's based off of some financing deal with Dealers Leasing a couple years back. Does that ring a bell at all to you?
Dealers Leasing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Buck Gates.
Okay. Well, this offer that we sent out was based off of that because you have some good lending history with them. It was for some equipment or capital, and I'm really just trying to follow up with you and see if you have any kind of future plans or priorities coming up, or you guys might need to bring on something, or any kind of immediate needs.
Not that I can think of, anyway.
Yeah. Is there any time of the year that you look to do that?
Oh, I bought about all the equipment we're going to buy, and as far as anything else around here, I think we're about caught up on.
Yeah? Okay. When did you guys just buy everything?
Just whenever we need it.
Okay, so it's as need. All right.
Yep.
Perfect. Who do you usually go through? Dealers Leasing? Is that who you go through?
Oh, I go through Dealers Leasing, then the bank.
Okay. Like Wells Fargo? Or is it?
No.
Like a local bank?
It's a private, it's a local bank.
Okay.
I've dealt with them for the last 15 years.
Well, hey, there you go. Yeah, and, you know, I'm not trying to step on anybody's toes and, you know, don't want to take any business from anybody but like that. But, you know, if there's ever a need or anything like that, you know, I'd be more than happy to, you know, throw my hat in the ring if that's possible. Could I send you, like, a email or anything?
Yep, just send me an email. And
sure, what's a good email for you, Roger?
Buckshot, BUCKSHOTE, at Q.com.
At Q.com?
Yep.
Buckshot, I like that. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, so I'll just send you that email, and then how's business been for you guys? Pretty good?
Oh, that's pretty decent.
Yeah? Do you guys just pick up in the summertime, or is it year-round?
It's just whenever.
Yeah.
Picks up, goes down, picks up.
It's business, right?
We're right on Interstate 8, so.
Oh, right on. So, you guys get a lot of tourists?
No, we're in trucking.
Yeah.
So.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Trucks and truck repair and stuff like that.
Your sales up or down from last year?
I don't have any idea.
All right, no worries.
My accountant isn't done for books yet. That's all.
Oh, I gotcha.
He got us an extension, and
yeah,
I think he's trying to get me down for I don't know anything again.
I gotcha. I know the trucking business is kind of hard right now, especially with the oil prices and the election coming up and everything.
I had 15 trucks, and I'm down to 2 now. So
down to 2. How come?
I ain't gonna fight help.
What's that?
I ain't gonna fight help.
Oh, I gotcha. Yeah.
They don't want to work. Well, the heck with it.
Yeah, exactly right. It's a hard year too, with the huge election coming up here soon.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens after, huh?
That's quite a deal.
Oh my gosh. I don't know what's gonna happen.
I don't know if Hillary can. She can smile big enough and show her both thumbs up high enough to get elected or not. We hope.
Yeah.
Not. I do anyway.
Who? No for Hillary? So you said?
Huh?
Yeah, I know. I'm on the same page as you are. Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't.
We'll see though.
Try a Republican once. See what he can do.
Hey, you know, sometimes you just need the different side.
Oh, he's a different kind of cat.
Sure, absolutely.
He'll, I don't know. I enjoy listening to this election year. I mean, they're throwing things at each other. What I like about Trump is he financed his own campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And so that means that you don't have the big companies, you know, coming in after somebody's elected and saying, hey, we put in $1 million in your campaign fund. Will you do this for us?
Mm-hmm.
And Trump, he said in one speech he was given that he would like to get rid of all the lobbyists, and I've always said that.
Yeah, that's pretty much what's destroying the country.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're filling their pockets.
Of course, that's all it is. Them and the huge drug market, the prescription drug market, Big Pharma.
The non-prescription, Trump said he wanted to stop that coming across the border, too.
Yeah, that one, too, yeah.
I mean, it's going to be an interesting, it might, if we do go flat broke, we can't hurt ourselves, because that's where we're at now.
Yeah, absolutely. I like him because he's not a politician.
Yep.
He's a businessman.
Yep, he is a businessman. We hope he is anyway. And then his guy he chose for vice president.
Yeah, Pence. Bad. He is. Pence, yeah.
Hillary, she had to fire her campaign manager. it's interesting.
It is.
I don't know if I can stand to watch TV this week. There's going to be some mudslinging, real mudslinging.
Is it because the Republican National Convention was last week? Was it
last week?
Democratic's this week?
Democratic's this week.
That's what I thought. Okay.
It's in Philly, I think.
Is it? Oh, good. Good old Philly.
anyway. It's going to be interesting.
It will be, and hopefully something changes. I hope so. Yep. Or else it's going to be a long, another 4 years.
Yeah, I think you're right.
So. All right, Roger. Well,
okay, we'll let you know if we need something. Just fax it and go from there.
Okay, you got it.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thanks for your time, Roger. Have a good day.